Mesechtas Demai, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. The next three Mishnahs discuss the halachas when somebody's produce that he knows that he took off Meiser, or he knows its status regarding Shvius, if it's from the Shemitah year. He knows the status of his own produce, but it temporarily comes in the hands of someone else who has lower standards than him. Does he have to worry that it was exchanged and it may not be the same status produce? So the Mishnah says, someone who brings his wheat to the grinder to grind his wheat to kusi, the kusim we discussed in Masechus Brachos, they had questionable geirus, questionable conversion, and were not necessarily trusted as much. They didn't keep the same halachas about regarding meiser and shmitah. So he brought his grain to be ground by someone that was a kusi that would grind his grain, or amaretz, an unlearned person, to grind his wheat. So the Mishnah says, "Bechazkas on the meiser shvius." They keep the same status regarding meiser and shmita. If he took off the meiser and it's not from shmita, then he doesn't have to worry that it was exchanged. Although these people are not trusted on their own produce, but we don't suspect them of exchanging your produce that you give to them, exchanging it with a different customer's produce. We don't suspect that. However, but if you give your wheat to be ground by a non-Jewish idol worshiper, so then they are suspected of exchanging other people's wheats. And demai, the halacha is, it has to be treated as demai because potentially exchanged it for wheat from Amaret, someone that possibly didn't take off Meiser, and so you're going to have to take off Meiser again. The Rav says that at a later time period, the Kusim were found to have been worshipping idols, and they were downgraded to the status of the Avi Kechavim regarding this, that they also were suspected of exchanging the wheats, and something left by them would also be demai. The Mishnah continues, Hamafgid pay rice of Eitzel Kusi, Eitzel Amar. Someone who gives his pears to be watched by a Kusi or by a Amarets. So here it's not a business where they grind it. It's just being watched in their private domain. So it's a similar halacha. Bechazkasan the Meiser to Lashvius. They retain the same status for Meiser and Shvius. We don't suspect that the Kusi or the Amarets exchanged your wheat, your fruit, with their own. And Eitzel Avi Kechavim, the Mishnah says, but if you give it to be watched by a non-Jew idol worshiper, then it's kipereisav. You treat it as if it's the fruit of the non-Jew that has no halachas of meiser and shvius. You don't have to take off meiser at all. Here we don't mention that it's demai. We say that it's like his own pears because he's not a store owner that's grinding for multiple people. We don't suspect that there were other Yidden or Amaretz that left fruit by him. We only suspect that he exchanged it with his own private fruit. However, Reb Shimon says demai. He says that this also we suspect is demai. Possibly another Jew who was Amaretz left his fruit also by the same non-Jew, and it was exchanged with your own, and there is still potential that it was demai, and you have to treat it as demai. Mishnah, hey, Hanaisin the Pundakis, someone who gives his food to a Pundakis, a woman innkeeper. It was common that the people traveling, merchants that had large amounts of raw food with them, when they'd come to an inn, they would give their raw food to the innkeeper to cook for them. And so here it's a similar question. The food that was given, do they have to suspect that maybe it was exchanged for other food? So the Mishnah says, Hanaisin the Pundakis, someone who gave his raw food to the innkeeper woman to prepare the food for him. So the halacha is ma'aser eshu naisan la. He has to take off ma'aser what he gives her, ve'eshu naitel mimena, and the cooked food that he receives from her, he has to take off ma'aser again. Mipnei shechashud alachleif, because she's suspected of exchanging the food you gave her for other food, and therefore you have to take off ma'aser what you give her because she's a hamaretz and potentially she may eat what you gave her without taking off meiser. So you have to take off meiser before to prevent that you shouldn't cause anyone else to eat the produce without taking off meiser. As well as you have to take off meiser what you receive, because if it was switched, you're going to receive something that potentially meiser wasn't taken off. Rav Yasi said to this, "Ein anu acharein l'ramayim." We're not responsible for ramayim, for cheaters. You only have to take off Meiser from what you receive from her, from the cooked food that he's going to eat, that he takes off Meiser, but what he gave to her, he doesn't have to take off Meiser. This that you're responsible not to cause other people to eat Meiser, to eat produce that Meiser wasn't taken off of, that's when you willingly give it to them. But if they cheat and take it away from you without rightfully allowed to do that, like this innkeeper who wasn't allowed to exchange the food for any other food, so then you're not responsible to protect them from eating without taking off Meiser. You didn't give it to them, they cheated and took it from you, and you don't have to worry and protect them from eating without taking off Meiser.